In the cellar we gather round, stories told, no need for sound. Saxophone plays so smooth and true, feel the vibe, it's all for you. Echoes bounce on walls of time, hear the rhythm, hit the rhyme.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Sailor Talk. Today's episode is about something that happens to all of us at the same point. We're talking about friendship. And not just the fun, happy friendships, but also the moments when a friend suddenly becomes a stranger. Or worse, when a friend turns against you. I recently went through something like this. A friend, someone I grew up with, sent me a voicemail on WhatsApp, not to catch up, not to ask how I'm doing, but to literally insult me. So the first question that I had in my mind is, why? Well, because I didn't answer his text fast enough. I went from being annoyed to full-on like personal attacks. And I found myself wondering, how does this happen? How do friendships shift from very good to what it is now? How does it shift like that? More importantly, how should we react when they do? Should we fight back? Should we stay silent? I don't think so. Or is there a better way to handle it? Today we're going deep. We're going to talk about what friendships change, why people lash out, and how we can heal, not just our relationships but also ourselves. And I'll share some of my thoughts from like about certain situations, and some thoughts from like great thinkers, real life stories, as well as lessons from like experiences that I've had and what I've learned from them. Let me tell you what really happened. So a few days ago, I got a WhatsApp message from an old friend. Now, this isn't just anyone. This is someone I've known since I was back in Morocco, like for years. I'm talking decades here. We shared memories, laughed together, went through life changes. So naturally, I was happy to hear from him. But when I opened the message, it was just insults. And not just frustration, but personal attacks. At first, I thought, did I miss something? Did I say something wrong? But no, the problem was simple. He was mad that I didn't answer his text right away. Now, here's the thing. I'm not a great texter. I am not good by any means at texting. I've never pretended to be. And if you call me, I'll answer. If I can't answer, you can leave a message and I'll reach back to you. If you leave a voicemail, I'll definitely get back to you. Because I believe real conversations is better than staring at a screen, guessing emotions through texts, forgetting about what's surrounding you, forgetting about the people that are next to you, if you're sitting down with your wife or your husband or your spouse in general, or somebody that you share your life with. I would recommend to just focus on that moment, because the right here and right now is very, very important. And that's why I prefer calling, because you can get straight to the point and talk, and I can guess your emotions and I can give you a straight answer, and the conversation will be over instead of texting back and forth for hours. But this guy wasn't just upset. He was acting like I betrayed him. And then it got worse. He started bringing up old topics, things I had already moved past. I feel like he was just trying to hurt me at that point. That's when I went from concerned about him to annoyed by his behavior. This made me think, how do friendships go from good to bad, or sometimes very bad in my case? How does someone you shared memories with suddenly turns against you? And I do believe that friendships are like plants, for example. Some grow stronger over time, while others fade away if they aren't taken care of. When people move, when life changes, when new priorities take over, some friendships naturally shift. And that's okay. But some people struggle with change. They see distance as rejection. For example, imagine a childhood friend who was always around. But as you grow old, you get jobs, family, responsibilities, they all take over. You still care, but you can't talk every day. Some people understand that. Others, they take it a little personally. They feel abandoned. Even when that's not what really happened. Another big reason, people project their own struggles onto you. When someone is stressed, insecure, or going through something difficult, they might take it out on the people closest to them. And it is not because you did something wrong, but it is because you're safe for them to lash out at you. Think about it. When you're having a bad day, you might snap at someone for no reason, but a good friend apologizes later. The problem is, some people never apologize. They convince themselves that you're the bad guy because it's easier than facing their own emotions. Here's a big one: expectations. Sometimes friends expect things from you that are that they never naturally or actually say. And when you don't meet those expectations, they feel hurt, even though you had absolutely no idea. My friend expected me to always respond immediately, but I never promised that. Instead of talking to me about it, he let the anger build up and then exploded. So when this happens, what do you do? How do you react when someone you care about suddenly turns against you? Your first instinct, it might be to fight back, to defend yourself, to say, who do you think you are? But fighting anger with anger never fixes anything, to be honest. Instead, pause, breathe, take a moment before responding. That's exactly what I did. So think about a time when you said something in anger and later regretted it. Imagine if instead of reacting, you had waited. Would the conversation have been different? We might actually find that the answer is yes. It might be no. It depends on the situation. But most of the time, it is a positive thing to wait. If this is unusual behavior for them, maybe they're struggling. A simple, "Hey, are you okay?" as an answer can show that you care for them. But here's the thing: not everyone deserves that effort. If they keep pushing negativity, you are not responsible for fixing them. And some friendships can be healed. Others, you have to walk away. If someone consistently disrespects you, insults you, or brings negativity into your life, it's okay to step back. And stepping away does not mean you don't care. It means you respect yourself. I do have some, like, did my research and I kind of found some really powerful quotes about friendship and conflict. The first one is Aristotle. A friend to all is a friend to none, meaning not everyone is meant to stay in your life forever. There's another one by Maya Angelou. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. Meaning if a friend keeps hurting you, believe them the first time. And that's where the saying, fool me once, shame on you, or shame on me, fool me twice, like, well, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. And there's another one by the Dalai Lama. Love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. It's always easier to be kind than to be mean. So what's the lesson here? Friendships shift. Some grow, some fade, and some break in painful ways. But in every situation, you always have a choice. Do you let anger control you, or do you choose peace? If you're dealing with a friendship struggle, ask yourself, is this worth fighting over? Is this friendship healthy? Am I choosing peace? Because in the end, loving others is easier and more comforting than being mean and egocentric. So what's the lesson here? Friendships, again, shift. And some last forever, some fade, and some break in ways that leave you questioning everything. And that's okay. Because friendships, just like life, are always changing. But here's something important to remember. How you react in difficult moments defines who you truly are. When a friend lashes out, when someone you trusted suddenly turns cold, you have a choice. You can choose anger and fight back. You can choose silence and ignore it. Or you can choose to take a step back, look at the bigger picture, and decide, is this friendship still healthy? Is this about me? Or is this about them? Am I holding on to something that's already gone? Because not all friendships are meant to last forever. And that's a tough truth to accept sometimes. But sometimes, letting go isn't losing. It's making space for better connections. It's protecting your peace. But this episode is not just about losing friends. It's about learning how to love better. Because when we understand why people lash out, when we learn to forgive without allowing mistreatment, when we build friendships based on respect and real connections, we really grow. And that's what matters the most. So here's my challenge for you. Think about your friendships today. Who has been there for you? Who drains your energy? And who makes you feel appreciated? The second challenge is reach out to someone you care about. A simple, hey, I appreciate you. By call, by text, by any way possible. But reach out and show your appreciation. Because that can mean more than you think. And the third, if a friendship is hurting you, ask yourself if it's worth fixing. And if not, it's okay to walk away. At the end of the day, life is too short, guys. And I don't want to spend it holding onto anger. I don't want to waste energy or fight something, or, you know, I don't want to lose it, especially on fights that don't really matter. I want to surround myself with people who lift me up, who challenge me in the right ways, who make my life better. And I hope you do too. Thank you for listening to me, because the way I reacted to it and the way I thought about this situation that really truly hurt me, because we started talking about things that happened to me a while back and I really, really wanted to move on from. So I was silenced. I ignored the person. I did not respond back. But the moment they started saying certain things, I did what I had to do. I did show them that their friendship is over. Like, they're no longer part of my life. And I felt so good about it. It is okay to walk away. So thank you again for listening to the Seller Talk. I really appreciate it. I just want to mention again, in the last 90 days, we've gained 49 new followers. And I really, truly appreciate every single person that tunes in. If this episode resonated with you, if you've ever experienced something like this, for example, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your comments. Please leave a comment. Follow us. Make sure you go to our page on Facebook and on Instagram. Leave us a comment. I do appreciate when I interact with listeners, because I can grow as well. So if you can share your stories with us, tell us what you've learned about friendship, or just reach out and say hi. And if you enjoyed this episode, share it with someone who might need to hear this. Maybe they're going through something similar. Maybe they need a reminder that friendship should feel good, not exhausting. All right, everyone. That's it for today. Take care. Be kind. And more importantly, I'll see you soon. Bye.
Sound. Saxophone plays so smooth and true. Feel the vibe, it's all for you. Echoes bounce on walls of time. Hear the rhythm, hit the rhyme. Down below in our quiet space, find your voice in this safe place. Seller Talk, it's where we meet. Bluesy tunes and stories sweet. Feel the soul beneath our feet. Seller Talk, a secret treat.